Supply chain strategic objectives. With supply chain management, the functions of planning, buying, manufacturing, delivering products, and being paid have evolved from control of discrete business functions to an emphasis on business process excellence and the management of a network of relationships tied together by complex information flows. Achieving the benefits of supply chain management requires strategic planning to master the connected processes. The objectives of planning and implementing a sound strategy for supply chain management practices, systems, and technologies include improving market knowledge, implementing the 3 Vs, increased velocity, increased visibility, and reduced variability in the flows of goods and services, funds, and information. Streamlining operations, improving risk management, increasing sustainability, improving market knowledge. With supply chain management strategies in place, partners in the supply chain begin to share their knowledge about the marketplace and customers. It may take some time for the organizations to build trust before they share their account information. After the initial setup expense, data shared between partners can be an inexpensive and invaluable source of information on customer demand. There are myriad sources and documents containing valuable customer information that can be shared between supply chain partners, including transaction records, customer survey results, sales and service representative knowledge, and information from distribution points, such as retailers, internet sites, or kiosks. If this kind of market information is not forthcoming from a supply chain partner, another option is to purchase data from survey companies and database marketing companies. Service or finance bureaus can provide broad information about the customer pool. As opposed to data from partners, such data do not necessarily paint a picture of a business's own customers. Purchase data may be more useful in acquiring new customers than in managing relationships with existing customers. Implementing 3 Vs. Often called the 3 Vs of supply chain management, visibility, velocity, and variability are key elements of successful supply chain strategy. No matter what the competitive priority, the goal of supply chain management is to increase visibility and velocity while reducing variability, as seen in Exhibit 8-4. The future of supply chain management lies in continued pursuit of that goal. Exhibit 8-4. 3 Vs. Increased visibility. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, visibility is the ability to view important information throughout a facility or supply chain, no matter where in the facility or supply chain the information is located. Increased visibility along the supply chain is a benefit for supply chain partners and the end customer. With better visibility, a supply chain manager or employee can see the results of activities occurring in the chain and is made aware of minor, incremental changes via technological processes. For example, point-of-sale data may be visible to computers in warehouses, the manufacturing plant, and suppliers' facilities. Data about a sale can instantaneously trigger appropriate actions in all those places automatically. Shipments are scheduled from the warehouse to replenish the retailer's shelves, manufacturing produces another unit, and suppliers release parts to the manufacturer. With all these actions prompted automatically and instantaneously by technology, the supply chain partners can realize savings in cost and time. Better visibility has resulted in greater velocity. Increased velocity. The flows of physical materials and services, cash, information, and returns, or the reverse flow of products for repairs, recycling, or disposal benefit from being increased in speed and efficiency. Supply chain management impacts the velocity of these 4 flows in a positive manner. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, velocity is a term used to indicate the relative speed of all transactions, collectively, within a supply chain community. A maximum velocity is most desirable because it indicates a higher asset turnover for stockholders and faster order-to-delivery response for customers. Velocity, like visibility, is enhanced by good supply chain management. Methods of increasing the velocity of transactions along the supply chain include relying on more rapid modes of transportation, if there is a net benefit after the increase in transportation costs. Reducing the time in which inventory is not moving, idle, queue, wait time, etc., such as by using just-in-time delivery and lean manufacturing, the less time inventory spends at rest, the less likely it is to suffer damage or spoilage. Increased velocity reduces the expenses involved in warehousing inventory, eliminating activities that don't add value, thus reducing the time required to accomplish supply chain activities, speeding up the flow of demand and cash as well as the velocity of inventory. The more rapidly payments are received from customers, the sooner the money can be put to work in the business or invested. Information about demand changes is crucial when the competitive strategy is responsiveness. Reduce variability. Variability is the natural tendency of the results of all business activities to fluctuate above and below an average value, such as fluctuations around the average time to completion, the average number of defects, average daily sales, or average production yields. Supply chain management works to reduce variability in both supply and demand as much as possible. The traditional offset against variability is safety stock. If greater visibility along the chain results in greater velocity, supply chain managers should also be able to reduce the amounts of safety stock required to match supply to spikes in demand. As the demand signal speeds more rapidly up the supply chain, distribution and production can get off to a faster start to meet the demand. Demand variability has many causes, but a primary cause that can be minimized is the bullwhip effect, an extreme change in the supply position upstream that is generated by a small change in demand downstream in the supply chain. Inventory can quickly move from being backordered to being in excess due to the serial nature of communicating orders up the supply chain, with the inherent transportation delays of moving product down the supply chain. Supply variability typically increases in waves down the chain, starting with small amounts at the resource extraction sites and culminating in the largest amounts at the retail end of the chain. For example, any variability in the supply of a raw material, such as an agricultural product that is dependent upon fluctuating growing conditions, can result in even more widely fluctuating purchase orders for that raw material from buyers down the supply chain. A shortage in supply during one period may result in overpurchasing in the next period, with the excess accumulating in warehouses as safety stock. Buyers depending upon the supply will increase or decrease their purchase orders to reflect the variability of materials, parts, and products available to them, while variability increases at each point in the chain. The accumulating excesses can in turn trigger underpurchasing. Supply chain managers use visibility, velocity, and other supply chain tools, such as strategic buffers, to manage supply variability. Additional Vs. Supply chain managers should attend to some other Vs, including vocalization, variety, and volume. Vocalization refers to the need to have good communications between supply chain partners as a vital way to prevent the bullwhip effect, rather than just assuming that current orders will form a reliable pattern. Variety refers to the mix of products and services in a portfolio that must alter to meet changes in customer demand. Too much or too little variety can both be bad. Volume is the amount of product being produced in a given time. A supply chain must be flexible enough to expand and contract volume to meet changes in demand for mass customized products and services. Streamlining operations. Achieving the benefits of supply chain management requires mastery of connected processes. As supply chains evolve, their ability to streamline key operational processes and flows also increases. With good supply chain management, the day-to-day functioning of the organization is smoother, with fewer process-related operational issues, because the organization is adept at identifying each partner and step in the supply chain. Identifying bottlenecks or problem areas in the supply chain. Identifying and removing or simplifying unnecessary steps or those that do not add value for customers or partners. Knowing who is responsible for each sub-step or task within a larger process and how it impacts the supply chain's performance and output. Identifying processes that are interdependent and knowing how a change in one will affect another. The benefits of streamlined operations are felt enterprise-wide and across functions in the form of increased velocity of cash, information, and physical materials and services in the supply chain. Improving risk management. With supply chain management, the organization develops a risk management strategy and plan in advance that describe how it will address supply chain vulnerabilities by avoiding, accepting, transferring, or mitigating risk. Managing risk proactively gives an organization an edge over its competition in a number of ways. It helps keep the supply chain flexible so that it can continue functioning despite disruptive events, which in turn helps balance the costs of contingency planning against the potential economic, facility, resources, and inventory losses. Risks are shared among supply chain partners who will be prepared to work in concert and play their parts responsibly. Risk planning arms employees and supply chain partners with valuable, actionable information and confidence to handle most situations with a well-thought-out strategy driven by the risk data. With a risk strategy and plan in place, supply chains typically improve their chance of keeping material information and payments flowing through the network and arriving in the right number, time, and condition, even if a risk event occurs. Increasing sustainability. Sustainability goals can create corporate obligations that go beyond the traditional emphasis on bottom-line profits. Sustainability can include social and environmental goals, but all solutions also need to meet economic goals, such as by being cost-effective. For a social example, improving working conditions and promoting a healthier working environment will help make the workforce more sustainable. Investments in this area can reduce related risks and costs, such as those from absenteeism. For an environmental example, organizational and consumer practices rely upon energy derived from fossil fuels that cannot be sustained beyond the availability of such energy resources. Supply chain management incorporates sustainability efforts such as replacement of resources as they are used, as in the planting of seedlings as part of forest management, upgrade of assets to more efficient versions, and increased reliance on wind and solar energy to power manufacturing processes.